The BBC's Carly Morris is with British forces in Kuwait. What's going on there?
Well, I'm actually in northern Kuwait, and we've already seen the beginning of a move of British forces up into those areas of southern Iraq, which the American Marines went into first in an attempt to secure before moving on to Baghdad. Now, all of those positions have been taken up by British forces. The majority of the forces are now over the border. They've gone as far north as Basra, slightly beyond Basra, which is, of course, Iraq's second biggest city. Things haven't perhaps gone as smoothly as they would have hoped. There's still fighting, we're told, sporadic fighting in Umm Qasr, which is this key port town down in the very south of Iraq. And there's a situation, quite a complicated situation, it seems, unfolding in Basra itself. The British, like the American forces, have always said that they don't really want to engage in street fighting. They don't want to be drawn into gun battles in urban areas. So the plan, we were told, was always to bypass Basra and basically see what gains could be made in the rest of the country before there was any decision taken to go into that city. But now we've learned that there has actually been a bombing by American coalition planes of Basra itself over the past few days. Also, we're told that the British have been firing heavy artillery into the city. That they say, is in response to Iraqi artillery firing from what they describe as positions very close to civilian areas inside the city itself.
So they will be going into Basra?
They're saying that they still have no immediate plans to enter Basra. They're saying that they will go in when the conditions are right. They're certainly engaging in a very strong information campaign. They're dropping, we're told, again today, pamphlets and apparently wind-up radios as well. And we're also told that there are loudspeakers in place and are being broadcast out into the city to try and convince the people that the British forces have no argument with the Iraqi people themselves, that they do not want to fight in the city. But at the same time, it's problematic for the British because they are saying that that remnants of the Iraqi divisions that were stationed around the city have, if you like, melted back into the city and are now fighting with these kind of guerrilla forces or the militias who are very closely aligned to the regime of Saddam Hussein. And so it may yet happen that the British are drawn into exactly the kind of fight that they wanted to avoid.
And you say Umm Qasr is not secured?
Well, they're saying that in military terms it is secured, but it's certainly taken more time than was expected. And again, there is this problem, it would seem, of a Ba'athist Party, potentially Ba'athist Party loyalists or militias fighting street battles in an area where this port town is very important for the British. They say that they need it in order to bring in humanitarian assistance, which they're going to, which I guess some of which would be bound for Basra. So they're very keen that it's safe enough to bring in aid. But at this stage, it's quite unclear whether or not that is the situation. They say they're close to that situation, but it's not completely sorted yet.
The BBC's Carly Morris with British forces in northern Kuwait.